Forbes magazine has just released its annual list of the 400 richest Americans. This year, the cutoff point has gone up to over 400 million, a jump of 75 million from the year before. Yet the growing disparities of income in America haven't figured much in the presidential campaign. In fact, as linguist Jeff Nunberg observes, the word rich has scarcely been mentioned.
There was a Gallup survey a couple of years ago that asked people to estimate what proportion of Americans were rich. The average answer was 21%. But when the survey asked people to rank their own place on the income scale, only 6 people out of the 1,200 surveyed were willing to describe themselves as rich. That's exactly 0.5%. And if you assume that this sample group was representative, you'll conclude that there are a lot of people making more than $1 million a year who don't think of themselves as rich at all. Of course, it's true that people at the top of the income scale tend to be underrepresented on telephone surveys like this one. Whether or not you agree with F. Scott Fitzgerald that the rich are different from you and me, they're for sure a lot harder to get hold of. Still, what surprises me is not that the survey found only a handful of people who were willing to describe themselves as rich, but that they found anybody at all. My own guess is that if you pulled most of the people on the Forbes list aside and asked them confidentially whether they consider themselves rich, they wouldn't exactly say no, but they'd try to rephrase the question. I'm comfortable, they'd say, or, well, I suppose I've done well for myself. In fact, the only person in the Forbes 400 who I was absolutely sure would have no reservations about calling herself rich was Oprah Winfrey, who snuck into the very last spot with $415 million. Or at least, if Oprah doesn't like being called rich, she'd keep quiet about it on national television. Secretary of the Treasury Robert Rubin has no such compunctions. Bob Woodward relates in his book The Agenda that a couple of years ago, the Wall Street millionaire Rubin told President Clinton that he hated it when Clinton used the word rich. If Clinton must talk about people with money, let him say the well-to-do. And Clinton seems to have taken Rubin's suggestion to heart. Old-style Democrats like Jesse Jackson, Mario Cuomo, and Teddy Kennedy have no trouble talking about the rich. And even Bob Dole can charge that Clintonomics has left the poor poorer and the rich richer. Though, of course, Dole doesn't have to worry that the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal is going to charge him with fanning the fires of class envy. But references to the rich were conspicuously absent from Clinton's convention speech last month, as well as from the speeches of Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, Evan Bayh, and Christopher Dodd. That's what makes the New Democrats different from everybody else, is that they avoid the R word. The word rich goes back to the Indo-European name for a tribal king, and in a way, it's never lost the implication of a society divided into two estates. Of all the words for people who have money, well-to-do, wealthy, affluent, it's the only one that comes with an opposite term. And it's the only one of them that suggests a qualitative distinction, too. Wealthy and affluent are just matters of degree. And well-to-do just means that you have the kind of money that makes you respectable. Bankers and lawyers are well-to-do, not Mike Tyson or Roseanne Barr. But rich implies not just having a lot of money, but having more of it than you need. There's a sense of overabundance and superfluity that runs through all the uses of the word, whether we're talking about people or pastries. And with rich, there's the implication, too, that too much money can overwhelm your moral sense, in just the way that too much butter and cream can overwhelm your sense of taste. Filthy rich, we say, which is not at all the same as dirt poor. I can see why Rubin and his set would bridle at the word, with its implication that they might be excessively compensated for their pains. Nobody likes to think that, which is why rich is an adjective we only use in the third person. Still, sometimes it's useful to calibrate our own self-assessments with the opinions of others. I was talking to a Stanford colleague the other day who does research in a school in a poor part of San Jose. One of the third graders there asked her if she was rich. Well, she said, my husband and I both have good jobs. And the kid said, you're rich. The only difference between her and Robert Rubin is that she had the tact not to deny it.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center. He's the editor of a new collection of essays called The Future of the Book, published by the University of California Press.